game for Bryce. I thought his stuff was good. Just in the second inning, he didn't get away with anything. I mean, they didn't miss any mistakes. It's just a really strange inning because his stuff was good. I think you can see from the punch outs, you know, we got a lot of punch outs looking. Just a weird second inning where he didn't miss anything. He didn't get away with anything. Other than that, he was really good.
How impressive is it that he battled back?
Yeah.
Got you, saved some bullpen.
Oh, it's huge. You know, that's always big, especially in a game like that. You know, you don't want to blow through the bullpen. And like I said, other than the second inning, he was really good. He ends up going six. And Lopi did a great job coming in and going three innings and finishing that game. He hasn't been in that territory in a long time. So he did a great job for us, Lopi. And he threw the ball well. I mean, that was as good as I've seen him in a while. So some good things on a tough day.
That being said, given with what happened in New York, then today, there's no concern with Bryce's maybe trending in a wrong direction.
No. I do think at times over the course of the season, Birdie, you would know this. I mean, there's some fatigue and some dead arm periods, and I don't know if that's the case, particularly in New York or recently. But I do think that can be a factor over the course of a season. But I thought the ball was coming out a lot better today than it was in New York. The sinker was a lot better. Threw a lot of cutters today, so. I think Bryce is going to be fine. I wish we didn't have that he didn't have that second inning because we'd be looking at a really good outing right now.
And that's why you give these guys built-in days off from time to time, right? To maybe guard.
Yeah, look, that's we try to do that when we can. Now Bryce has been an outlier where he likes to go on the fifth day all the time, but even then, you know, I do think they all could benefit from an extra day here or there.
I know you played behind Maddux, and sometimes the ground ball's not hit hard enough to turn into a double play. We saw some of those today. Is that the risk of a sinker baller versus a strikeout guy?
Yeah, and against a team like that, right? These guys, the ball's in play, and they don't swing and miss much. They can, they don't chase. So that stuff's going to happen against a team like this, especially the perfect storm, right? You got the sinker baller who pitches to contact for the most part, but poor contact, and you got a team that doesn't miss, and things like this can happen where the ball's in play and it finds holes. I mean, that's a lot of what Milwaukee does, and they've been successful doing it.
That's one thing about Bryce, though, is he's been through stretches like this in his career, and I'm sure that yeah, it was not a great outing, but that's not going to hurt his confidence or your confidence in him.
Yeah, well, this is the thing about Bryce. Been here the whole time he's been here. His demeanor never changes, like literally. Like you have no idea if he's had a tough outing or a great outing. He's the same. And he's been the same through it all. And that serves a guy well over the course of a career when you can stay that level-headed. But he literally never changes.
What is the conversation like with him after giving up 8 runs in an inning? I mean, you're going to have to send it back out there, obviously, but what do you say to him?
Yeah, I just said, hey, man, threw the ball good. It's just a weird inning. I write it off as just a strange inning for him. Any mistakes that he made, they just did not miss. And then there were even some pitches that weren't in the middle of the plate that they shot the other way. They did a nice job in that second inning.
Well, it was good to see Roddy do the most with the at-bat that he got.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Roddy's a presence over there. Like I think the other night I used him as a tying run, and we were down 5-2, I think, because he can do that. He can hit the ball in the seats, and that's why I like him sitting over there. With one swing, he can put some points on the board and hit that ball good, man, to the biggest part of the field. And he's good to have around. He's good in the clubhouse. But he's a nice presence sitting over there when it gets late in the game and you got a righty on the mound. He can do what he did today.
Dubon's father back in Honduras took out a loan so he could play baseball as a kid. Mm-hmm. Pretty nice to see him continue to do it.
It's a nice return on the investment. Yeah. Right there. Doobie's great, man. He's someone that's grateful every day for, and maybe that has something to do with it. You know, he's had to fight for everything, and there's gratitude every single day he's here. He never takes anything for granted. Got a smile on his face. Loves to play baseball. He's a pleasure to be around.
Well, considering the first part of the home series, man, you guys bounced back, made 2-3 against the first round season.
Yeah, no, it's a good series after a tough stretch. Really proud of the guys. I said this yesterday, how they responded to that tough week. I mentioned yesterday, every team, no matter how good you are, goes through a few of those typically over the course of a season. Or there'd be teams that win 120 games, and nobody's ever done that. I mean, no matter how good you are, you're always going to have a stretch here or there. And we've been dealing with some things, a little shorthanded. We've been able to overcome those things for the most part. The guys have stepped up, and that's been great. But really proud of our guys, the way that they handled a really tough week, and you come back home and you're having to play one of the best teams in the game and face some of the best arms in the game. And we did a great job dealing with it.
Also, Kim had another tough game. Heard a little bit of booze today. I guess he just needs more at bats, or just keep on saying.
Yeah, look, it's you've been walking that fine line, right? Trying to get him at bats and get him playing time and see the needle moving a little bit, trying to. And at the same time, we've had some other guys that have played well, and particularly in Mateo. And before Acuna went down, Dubon was playing some shortstop. Now that Acuna's out, Dubon's been pretty much an outfielder since then. But those two guys are playing really well, so it's trying to juggle that for me. That's a bit of a balancing act there. But we all know what Kim has been, and the best case scenario would be to have that guy again. It's been tough, and I've talked about how difficult it is when you miss a lot of time, especially multiple years in a row. But he's fighting it.
Anything else, bro? All right.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you.